The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What the fuck is up, baby boys? It's a Monday. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. We're coming at you like Cleopatra in your mother's butt cheeks. I'm the porn guard of podcasting. I am the king of things, Louis J. Gomez. International superstar Zach D'Amico in studio, making us start late.
You were late to the late start and then had breakfast.
That's true. Technically. Zach hit us up yesterday. I was in a bad mood when he hit me up.
Pretty early. Before noon, which for me is early.
He hits me up and he's like, me and Shannon, he's like, hey, we have to start late tomorrow because I booked Jim and Sam. And on the last show, I just went into about how I am at war with Jim and Sam and about how I want to fucking start an actual real deal morning radio war. Right. And then I feel like Zach, just to fuck with me, went and booked Jim and Sam at the same time as the Real Ass Podcast just to incite me. I know what he's doing. It is nothing. He doesn't even like them. He tells me all the time how very he hates those guys. So it's just to make me fucking angry. And it worked. Fuck you. Fuck you, Sam. Fuck you, Jim. Fuck you, SiriusXM. Zach.
It was a good episode. Shaggy was in the lobby playing.
Mm.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, it was Shaggy. You're not Mr. Boombastic.
It would have been a better show had Mr. Boombastic and Puerto Rican Rattlesnake been there. You know what? Now I'm also known as Mr. Boombastic. How about that, cocksucker? Fuck Shaggy. Doc Shaggy. I want Shaggy's fucking information. How about that?
He lives in a van with a Great Dane and his friend solving mysteries.
It was not bad, Zach.
How can you be angry sitting next to this lovable bag of cotton candy?
He really is.
He really is.
Like if remember Kirby, the cartoon or the video game.
Sure.
Kirby?
Yeah.
If Kirby was brought to human life, it would be Zach D'Amico.
If I ate Lewis, I would gain the power of rape.
You get those shooting glasses on, and then you just start getting angry at Jim and Sam.
There he is. There's Zach.
You're so lovable. I just want to
Zach, you're fucking Kirby. That's what you are, dude. What video game character would I be?
A Wario.
Oh, you're a Koopa.
Koopa.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you do look like a turtle.
What's the dumb Koopa with like the crossed eyes? Isn't there one that's like
Lewis?
Is there a dumbass Koopa? Yeah, that'd be me. I'd be whatever that guy is.
You're in the second one with the Koopa kids. You got to keep killing the Koopa kids to get to the first.
No,
the
not
main
just
King
any
Koopa.
Old turtle. That's a Koopa Troopa, you fucking morons.
No.
I'm in the Koopa
you're
royal
wrong.
Family.
No, you're wrong. Yeah, that's what I was saying. But in the first one, they didn't have the kids. In the second one, they had the royal
family. We're going to figure out which video game character represents everyone on today's show
today. The third one. Third
what
one, sorry,
an incredible
third one.
Show we have planned today. I am Louis J. Gomez. That really was me in high school. We have two incredible guests, as always. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's introduce our guests. Let's start fucking today's show. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mike Vecchione's back on the show. What's up, kid?
Thank you for having me,
buddy.
What
do you got to plug?
Oh, shit, we're going to plugs.
We'll plugs right away. Get them out.
Oh, the first and foremost, my podcast on this network, Mike Vecchione Investigates. I'm not sure if your listeners know that I'm on this network, but I do have a very entertaining podcast on this network, so please watch and listen to it. I need downloads. Thank you. And I got, live dates, MikeVecchione.com, at Comic Mike V on all social media platforms.
See, Vec's such a boomer. Like, he's so focused on downloads. We want impressions now.
Oh, is it?
We want downloads. We want views. We want clicks.
Oh, I'm Lewis. I don't know.
Streaming something?
Yes, impressions. Yes. Anthony Zanhauser's in studio. What up, kid? We got the plug.
Hey, what's going on? Whatever you're going to be throwing at me in the summer is going to be fun. Always at Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie. I'll be there all of June and most of July. And then come what may. I grew a mustache, so me and Mike could open a pizzeria. It's going to work out pretty good. He's the business end.
I'm the angel investor.
I love it. I love it. Zach, can make up?
Instagram, Zach is not funny. And if you're in the city tomorrow night at Old Man Hustle on Essex Street, I'm doing a headliner set. Opening up is Nathan Orton and Chris Vega. Come on out.
Love it. Love it. Go support Zach. He's the fucking man. We got a lot of live stuff coming up this weekend. Me and Big J Okerson are going to be in Key West, Florida at Comedy Key West. This show was put together last minute, just a week ago, so it's not even up on my website, but it is up on Big J's website. It's up at ComedyKeyWest.com. Then June 3rd and 4th, I'm down in Texas. Hyenas Comedy Club's in Fort Worth and Dallas, Texas. So come out and support those shows. June 9th, Ontario, California at the Ontario Improv. June 10th and 11th in San Diego at the American Comedy Company. June 17th at Soul Joles in Jefferson, Pennsylvania. And then Albany, New York, June 25th. Zach and Mika will be on the Soul Joles and the Albany shows. And then me and Aaron Berg are kicking off our Offend Everyone tour July 4th weekend at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas. A ton of other cities just added. We're going to be announcing the entire lineup of tour dates probably this by the end of this week. But we're going to maybe 20 different cities all over the fucking place, guys. Lots more stuff coming up. Kansas City, Tampa, Denver, San Diego, San Francisco, all over the place. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab those tickets for all of those shows. I'm very, very excited about all of my new shit that I'm doing, so I think you will be as well. Subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. We're talking about thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world, okay? Hundreds of episodes of Real Ass Podcast, hundreds of episodes of the Legion of Skanks Podcast, so many amazing shows that are not available anywhere else. You get that, you get instant access to everything, so you get pre-release on all the episodes, plus you get access to the racist live chat where they are right now. Everyone's telling me to play the Crack Amico debut of his brand new track, which we will be doing on today's show. Shout out to Crack Amico. Shout out to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Go there. Watch me play video games. Fucking feeling good. Feeling good. I'm so psychologically and mentally back into getting in shape.
Yeah.
Was that yoga this morning?
You dropped the bread.
Dropped the bread. Oh, yeah, no bread. No bread, no pasta, no rice, none of that shit. That's it.
So you're just grain free.
I'm pretty close to keto. I'm not being a freak. I'm not being a lunatic. Like, I got a little bit of cream in my coffee. Right. I'm not freaking out. You know.
Brown rice.
No.
No brown rice.
No brown rice.
Yeah, shut up, fatso. Brown rice.
Brown rice.
Ugh, you fat piece of shit.
Ugh. Why didn't I just say a dessert,
Mike Vecchione? It really is. Your body processes brown rice the same way it processes a candy bar, Mike.
No.
That's not really true. But it's not true. For me, grains. It kind of is. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I don't know how anything works.
Are
guys.
You training for something?
Yeah, I'm supposed to fight Jason Ellis again. Does anybody subscribe to Jason Ellis's Patreon? Shannon, you fucking whore. You probably do. You probably support my enemies, you piece of shit.
No, I don't.
Oh. Can we find out what the date? Apparently he announced it yesterday on his show. When I'm fighting him, but he didn't tell me when I'm fighting him.
Oh, wow.
You're going to be sleepy. He's going to walk
in. Someone's punching me in the nose.
Punching you in the face.
Surprise attack. I like Jason Ellis' style.
I like Jason Ellis a lot. He's actually opening up for me in San Diego.
So that's what we have to do. Maybe the fight happens there when he brings you up.
It's the only time I can out alpha him is in a comedy room. In any other arena, he's just more alpha and stronger and tougher and better than
There's
me.
There's somebody more alpha than you?
It's crazy. It's psychotic. You should see the man's cock. It's wild. Did you watch him at the Naked Roast?
No.
He had a piece on him.
Does he have a piece on him?
He's got a hammer. He's got a hammer between those legs.
That's not comedy, though. That's just humble brag.
He had a big cock and silver teeth. It was terrifying.
Yeah, dude. It's, wow.
It's like a Johnny Cash song. Big cock and silver teeth.
Yeah, so can we find out? Did anybody, nobody in the race live chat? Casey says Lewis will stay fat forever.
Fuck that guy.
Wow.
Kind of bullshit.
I mean, where is this people being supportive?
Yeah,
that's me, not him. You think she's looking at me?
Let's see. Fighting an old man, who cares? Lewis just one large pizza and 10 years away from being Joey Diaz. Okay. Thanks, guys. I appreciate the fucking support. They're really scumbags.
Come on. You'd expect more from the racist chat.
Can I tell you something? I can't even ban these people. We lost the ability to ban people somewhere two chats ago. We could ban people left and right, and now nothing's happening. So.
Well, I mean, it's probably tough times because there's a baby formula shortage, and these people are probably responding to that. They're hurting.
We watched two moms get into it the other day. Well, it wasn't even, Zach actually had a great point. It was a Chinese lady and a white woman, and the Chinese lady was like getting all the baby formulas, and Zach was like, they're probably marking it up. It was probably a scam, that Jew, which I do appreciate. You guys should be, buying all of the baby formula and then selling it on the sides of roads. If you guys want to make money, that's the way to do it.
Well, I think women are going to start taking their breast milk and putting it into containers and then sharing it with each other.
They're going to share it with each other.
Yeah, they're going to share it with each other. It's going to be like a ride share. They're going to...
Boober?
Yeah, it's it's going to be something. It's going to be an app, yeah. I'm sure.
Have you ever tried breast milk?
Mm-mm.
Yes.
You have?
Yeah. Nightly, when I go to bed.
Wow, that's part of your diet.
I get a little taste of my own
breath. It tastes very sweet.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
And then the aftertaste is of human flesh. What I would only imagine human flesh tastes like.
Yeah, you'd have to know what human flesh tastes like.
I don't know what human flesh tastes like, but it's a gamey, human-like.
It's gamey.
I could feel emotion in the breast milk. It was disgusting.
Wow. I'm sure you're just not, you're dating gamey people.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was my son's mother's breast milk. We brought it in on Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast. Mm. Years ago, we had a blind taste test with all the milks. Human breast milk, milk, almond milk. Rice milk. Shut up, Natalie. I say milk now. I'm sick of these women.
It's better.
Well, these women are what we're talking about.
They're the ones
who
make
breasts.
The milk. Kid, you need to be having a baby. Sometimes women could just make milk.
Yes.
Natalie, can you try to make milk for us right now on camera?
And then let's do a taste test?
Go to the bitch booth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for milk making in the bitch booth.
All right, let's try.
All right, gals. Guys, squeeze those nips.
No, it's not working. Sorry.
Squeeze those nips. We have another, by the way, I can't call the other girl a bitch. Right?
Yeah, you don't know her yet.
I don't know her yet.
She's not under contract.
Yeah, she's not under contract yet. We got another bitch in the bitch booth. But listen to me. Until you...
Or as we call them, contracts. Take that, horse. Slut destroyer.
Lady Leche. Ew. A lactation supplement. The only necessary component to induce lactation is to stimulate and drain the breasts. Okay, I can do that. What's up, gals? What's up, bitch booth?
I think there's a great compromise here. I think you should be able to get a girl pregnant, let her have the abortion 9 months in, and then reap the breast milk. It's a perfect, it's a win-win.
Saying that
feels like you're leaking that on this podcast.
leaking is the opportunity.
You're starting a lady farm.
Yeah. Are they saying that if you suck on the titty long enough that it will eventually start producing breast milk? That I only read three or four of the words in the entire paragraph that you pulled up, and my mind went to like, so if I suck on a titty long enough.
That's what this is implying. It says, or with manual techniques.
Stimulate and drain the breast. So I can get titty milk out of the bitch booth if I really wanted to.
And I would check the date on Shannon's.
You know what? Shannon's just comes out spoiled.
I have to defend Shannon. Looks like here. Rice I don't pudding. Think she has expired.
Fucking tapioca tits.
You're going to defend Shannon.
I'm
going to
defend Shannon here. Yeah. I think she has fresh breast milk.
Thanks, Mike.
And if anything, a yogurty consistency that's good for you and has a lot of antibiotics.
Why don't we start a breast milk sort of like
farm.
Facility. Yeah. Farms, they're not animals.
I assume that's what you were doing with the rest of the studio.
The other side, we have all the female employees hooked up to
breast
pumps.
Milk. And where there be a breast milk section of Skankfest? Will
Can
it be
we
a
sell
tasting?
Breast milk? I bet you breast milk is fucking top dollar. I bet you they charge top dollar for breast milk.
Well, now, along with gas prices...
Like
it's pretty high.
A Skank farmer's market. You can get cheese going. You can get milk. You can get all kinds of dairy products.
Can I siphon breast milk the same way that I siphon gas? That's what I want to know. The cost of donor milk varies $3 to $5 per ounce.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's a lot of money. Wow. An ounce.
We got to process it.
What's the process?
We got to process and pasteurize it.
No, I'm not doing
that's what
it
just said.
No.
I mean, you're using farmer talk now.
Yeah, dude. You fucking put it in the freezer. You give it to the baby.
It just said in the thing. You got to process and pasteurize it.
I used to masturbate to a woman breastfeeding on YouTube. And now I feel guilty about it. Years later, I think back, that wasn't okay. Remember that chick?
Oh, yeah, I remember her.
She's this fucking...
That kid was old.
This Hawaiian bitch breastfeeding her 7-year-old kids.
Hawaiian?
Their big, fat, fucking beautiful tits.
Huge tits, but her kid was sold. He looked like he was going to tip her. Like, he looked like an old man who was going to throw money at her.
Well, was he Hawaiian? Do those people tip?
I don't know. But this woman was really hot.
He looked 7.
Her whole channel...
Do you think it tastes more pineapple-y?
Her whole channel...
Sorry.
Her whole channel was specifically her with her big fat tits out and her being like, look, it's natural. And then, like, it's just comments turned off. 500 dudes just beating their dick to these big fat tits. Yeah, there she is.
There
look at her.
She is.
Look at her. What a pig.
All right, I'm going to take my dick out.
This kid's got a job.
Look at her choking her. Choke her.
And somebody hit me up saying that they knew this girl, like a fan being like, oh, I knew her, and she was fucking batshit crazy, like an absolute lunatic.
No.
Is this not, and I mean this, like, it's weird to masturbate with the kid being there, but you can mentally get rid of that kid.
What breastfeeding out of a sports bra looks
like. It's not all about the kid.
Well, that kid is, you're right, that kid is very old.
The kid has a paper route.
He just stopped by for lunch.
Her tits are phenomenal.
Yeah, no, they're amazing.
They're amazing. Look how happy he is. Look how fucking happy this kid is.
That's not even her kid.
I don't know what charter school this is from, but
big dance party today. Now he's just teasing us.
He's got a credit card. Come on.
Well, it is the 90s. Wow.
How's the rest of her place look?
She's in a cage.
Immigration.
What a nice life. I love this
woman. Just during the Trump years.
And she's laying on a yoga mat, which means she is healthy.
Those are phenomenal.
Yeah, she's super.
Well, she's laying down too, so you know they're defying gravity just perfectly. They're not in her armpits. Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Well, all right, thank you, Shannon.
Well, look at those nipples are fucking.
Shannon, could
done.
You breastfeed Thanks, if they're you done. If you had a baby with implants? Because you had implants back like when back in the day where they didn't know how to do it right.
100 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So it would like leak into their milk, right?
It's basically like a. I think that what they implied to me was you're going to find out when the time comes if I can breastfeed or not.
Why was going to happen?
Well, because they don't know if like there's some sort of like if something happened with a nerve or whatever.
This was back when they used to have very crude breast surgeries. Now they figured it all out. I guaranteed. Like they implanted Shannon's through her nostrils. It was crazy.
What do you have? Saline,
so you're going to figure it out
silicone?
At the time, Shannon?
I have saline. What did you say, Mike?
At the time, you're going to figure it out.
Yeah, that's kind of what they're like. You're going to know when it's time if you can or can't.
That doesn't.
Somebody
seem
in the racist right. live chat said that those tits were fake. I do not think that those tits were fake. I think those were big, natural, beautiful breasts.
Yeah, those were right. Big fucking mommy milkers.
Mommy fucking milkers. I love it. God damn, dude.
Yeah, she was 16, wow. So they still had a still had a bounce to them.
Do you remember the?
Time we watched that breast milk video.
No, yeah. Do you remember? 2 minutes ago.
It was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The kid had a credit card.
The kid did have a credit card.
I said he's a good temper.
Do you remember in high school we watched Romeo and Juliet? And Juliet, her tits were phenomenal.
She was 15 or 16.
She was 15 or 16 years old in that movie.
Talking about the Roman Polanski one?
Yeah, the old school one. Was it Roman Polanski?
I don't know, man. Maybe that was a different movie.
Maybe there was wishful thinking.
The one made his home movies, I think. But
yeah, no. She was a child.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was in ninth grade being like, this is the hottest girl I've ever seen in my entire life, and I get to just see her awesome tits. Now as an adult, I go back and I think about those child tits. And I don't know how to feel about it, guys. What am I supposed to say?
I think you said it all right there. It's a confession. It's a wistful remembrance.
Bitch, Booth, right. Am I being crazy right now? What am I supposed to erase the memory of those child tits? What am I supposed to do about this?
They're useless when it comes to child tits. You know, you want a straight answer out of these women. I mean, I don't think they can help you. I wouldn't use them as character witnesses.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank rockauto.com for supporting today's show. I got to tell you about rockauto.com. It is the online store with every auto part at the best possible prices. It is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts.
They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So you can stop talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and after all that, are still going to charge you storefront markups. So whether you're a mechanic, somebody working on their own car, or a jerk off like me and Lewis who don't really understand how cars work. Everyone has access to the same incredible pricing.
Yeah, I'm getting my car done right now. I'm getting a bunch of work done on my car, custom work, and I had a little fender bender. So I had the shop specifically go to rockauto.com. I said, hey, look, I know these are the best prices for the parts. I need you to go there. You can do that as well. Just go to rockauto.com. There's no promo code needed because they already have the best possible prices. If you do buy something, let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. Rockauto.com. All right, where were we? What is going on? All right, you know, go to this video. 49-year-old man is the first to successfully undergo double arm and shoulder transplant. Congratulations to this guy. Good for him, man.
He replaced them with breasts? Are we keeping on theme?
By the way, he had to get them amputated in 1998 because he got electrocuted at work. So he didn't have arms for like 20 years.
Wow.
Wow. Before and after?
Oh.
Let's see before.
How many poses can you put him in?
Oh, wow, dude.
They work pretty good.
He has an arm and shoulder chain. They look like they're too short for him, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
An electric toothbrush? That's a little lazy.
he got his arms back. After he was in his room for 3 months, he then learned to brush his teeth, take a shower.
Oh, look at his guns. He got bigger guns than Lois.
I mean, he does have pretty short arms.
He just looks like he got hit by a boat. Looks fine.
Oh, this is... I mean, come on, buddy.
Look at the picture with him and his girl in the background with her hand like she's mocking him.
Oh, my God. Yeah? What's with all the spray? I guess you use heavy colognes.
Because of his body trying to reject the body parts that have been attached to him erroneously.
Because he's got dead person hands and arms. Yes,
that's the bad part of having arms. You have to do chores again. Eating ice cream, fatty.
He starts stabbing his face.
Good for him. Wow, his wife just really put him to work.
I know. What an asshole she is.
Day one, his arms aren't even fucking working correctly, and he's fucking doing all these.
God, I mean, women could do some of this too.
Nice place with his no arm money.
Yeah, I'm sure
his dog just runs off with the arm.
So he had arm and shoulder replacement. That's fucking wild, dude. That's pretty crazy. The technology.
That's insane that works.
I feel like the dog should be disabled.
Oh, no. Watch him try to throw this ball. This is going to be brutal. Literally throws better than me.
Yeah.
Literally throws further and better than me.
I wonder if that's all because of stem cells. I guess you can
cheating
do
on his wife.
Yeah,
right
he left
now.
His wife because he can't
He swipes.
I can do better. Yeah. I got arms, though.
I got arms.
I'm not going to stay with some lady who fuck a guy with no arms.
Still wipe your ass every fucking day.
There's no way he could wipe his ass.
No, there's no way he did. No.
He does not have the fine.
The rotator cuff. You need a rotator cuff for that.
To really wipe?
Yeah. To get in there.
He's got to go in between the legs. Do you go in between the legs or behind?
Behind.
Behind or in between?
Both.
Behind.
Same time.
I gang bang it. He looks like he's from one of those countries though where he doesn't really need to wipe.
What country is this man from?
Iceland.
Iceland.
Iceland is green and Greenland is ice.
That is a deceiving color skin tone.
Fucking 10-2, motherfucker.
Yeah.
you don't gotta look cool.
All right, look, I'm very impressed with this. Yeah. Shanna, do we have another person who's undergone an arm surgery or something?
No,
he's the
first.
Is there any other sort of... I want to see more people use random body parts. Oh, my God!
Oh, my God.
Shanna, it looks like your tits.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Shanna. I'm Shannon. Can I say I'm being a little bit mean today? I don't know why.
I have a dumb question. For the arms, had they gotten black ones?
I mean, that would have been the right thing to do.
And he's just playing basketball.
Stealing.
Holding a gun sideways.
He managed
he's
to...
He's picking his own pocket.
Yeah. Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. So he managed to convince a surgeon to perform a double arm and shoulder transplant in a grueling 15-hour surgery. Wow. He looks like a young Christopher Lloyd there.
He really does look good.
Yeah. That's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah, he had no arms. It's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm.
Well, he looks like Christopher Lloyd in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah,
his arms went in the dip.
Yeah. I don't know that I would. I don't know what I would rather. Those freaky arms that are jerking all over the place that are probably eventually going to have to be taken off because they're going to kill you and your body's going to reject them. Or just learning how to live life without them.
Freaky arms, dude.
Freaky arms?
Fuck yeah.
All day?
Well, come on.
Freaky arms.
I think more women would be into you.
With no arms?
With no arms and freaky arms.
For once. I think that you should try not using your arms for one day and see if we'll get back to
you. I'll do the rest of the podcast armless.
No arms.
I'll do the rest of the fuck. You think I won't, dude?
Zach's going to hit all the best fucking jokes now, and you can't.
You have to run the board, dude, or I have to use my notes. I'm going armless for the rest of the show, okay? There we go. Don't touch my board.
Yeah, well.
That's Donald
this
Duck
might
saying
have been
the
a bad
N-word.
Idea.
That's Donald Duck saying the N-word, boys.
Which is also from Roger
That's
Rabbit.
That's what's up, nigga.
There we go.
Yeah.
That was Bugs Bunny.
That's probably me on one of the past podcasts.
Yeah, Anthony, I'm brown. I can say the N-word and get away with it.
Nah, I don't think so. Not in today's climate.
Nah, I can't really. So? Here's what I can do, though. I can, at the very least, there's going to be some people going, "Mad, but he's brown."
You're brown, but you present white.
You think I present white?
Mm-hmm.
You think I present white?
Yeah, there's something white about you.
Natalie, you're the newest member of the staff.
You look like a white guy from Florida.
Just enough
tan.
You look like an island white.
Natalie, do I present white? When you met me, what did you think? What in terms of racially, what did you see me as?
I'm not sure because I knew your name before I knew your face, so that kind of took me
infamous.
Off.
Yeah, infamous. She fucking knew what the fuck was up.
Right.
So Luis Gomez, that presents white to you guys. That's weird.
But Gomez Adams, real Puerto Rican.
Gomez Adams, I don't even know what he is. Is he Latino of a sort? What is Gomez Adams?
Change your name to Luis Gettles.
Raul Julia was Latino.
Yes.
Right? And he played Gomez Adams as particularly Latino. Yeah. But I don't know if Gomez Adams was ever Latino.
I think he was just horny. And we interpreted that as very Latino.
He's supposed to be of Spanish ancestry.
Spanish. Yeah. Well, I mean, Adams is not a Spanish name. That seems like a pretty white guy name, but... yeah, Gomez Adams was horny as fuck, right? Him and Morticia was always just like licking each other in front of the kids.
French.
Yeah. Mon ami. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I always thought he was Spanish. Gomez is a Spanish name.
It is.
Whether or not you're Spanish or you can pull off European Spanish.
Yeah, maybe.
I didn't think you were, I didn't know you were Puerto Rican.
I feel like I present Afro Latino. When people see me, they're like, this is obviously a man who's of African Latino descent. And I do say that now. When I point out to what I am, I tell people I'm specifically Afro-Latino. Excuse me, folks.
You're a tropical.
I am Afro-Latino. Maybe you've never seen my 23andMe. I am from the continent of Africa. I can say whatever the fuck words I want.
Wow. That's true.
Yeah.
You have carte blanche.
23andMe is how many Hispanic people fit in one car.
Come on, man.
He can't give you anything for that because he has no arms. Oh, that's just sad. Oh,
come on.
He's on fire.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's what happened to the guy with his arms.
I think
he got struck by lightning and his arms lit.
I think Zach deserves a chest bump for that.
Let's Dave Chappelle's attacker.
Yes.
Did he get arrested again now for attempted
arrested
murder?
Arrested for attempted murder.
Got arrested for attempted murder, and then he also revealed why he attacked Dave Chappelle.
I don't know that part.
Mm. Yeah, so give me some... What happened here, Shannon? Tell me what happened.
Okay, so he said, I identify as bisexual, and I wanted him to know what he said was triggering. I wanted him to know that next time he should consider first running his material by people it could affect. He's a single... He said, I'm also a single dad with a son who is 5.
Damn, Temple's girl looks good on the camera. Damn. Sorry.
It's a struggle, and I wanted Dave Chappelle to know it's not a joke. He says he doesn't have mental health issues,
but he still tried to murder his
roommate.
His roommate. How did he try to murder his roommate?
He tried to stab them.
Yeah.
When he talks about what happened to him afterwards, he said they spat on me and twisted me as if on purpose when he was talking about security.
That's after you tackled him, though. That's
after the
tackle.
Twisted me as if on purpose. Yes.
Yeah,
obviously.
He got a new job at the Apollo. He's the new Sandman.
If anybody ever tries
to bomb on stage, he just tackles you.
Can I just make it very clear? Like, if anybody ever tries to attack any of these comics, as an audience member, it is your duty to try to separate their limbs from their body. You attack that person, you keep on
it's
hurting.
So funny when
but
you
as
say
a comic,
it
it's
limbs.
Also your duty to sprawl.
Yeah, she
and
should
maybe
sprawl.
Go into a front headlock series.
Maybe a little bit of self defense would have helped.
Right.
Well, Joe Rogan thought he handled it pretty well. If you watch that episode where
Rogan
thought that
Chappelle handled
yes.
it well. Can we see the attack? What was Chappelle's defense, actually?
He moved to the side. He kind of used the guy's energy against him. And so
Rogan broke it down?
Classic jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, classic. Yeah.
you did a pretty good job.
That's how do you handle that, Lewis? Somebody comes on stage because of something you said, and they're not playing. They're not one of your
fans.
They're
not playing. They're not a joke.
Right. No, and they're coming at you, and you. They say you should have run your material past some people who it might affect.
They're not wrong. I should have at least run the material even a couple times. You know. Should have tried.
Give it a shot.
He's up there winging it. We paid for this.
But that was his excuse.
This is a 50-50 shot. This happens at every one of my shows. Just with disgruntled audience members.
I know. That's what the difference is.
That are like,
is.
What the fuck am I paying for?
Now, I think it happens at your shows where people are like, I'm going to go attack Lewis. It's going to be bad as shit.
They do sometimes. So, they would never come on stage though because I've made it very clear. Somebody attacks stage. Treat them like they were the guy who murdered Dimebag Darrell. Imagine he has a gun and hurt him. Hurt that man. Never let anybody attack me.
Or a gun that's also a knife.
Yeah.
A gun knife.
Especially with anybody like Chappelle. It's like, haven't all these comics had giant entourages of security guards just waiting to beat the shit out of somebody for how long now?
Right.
Yeah, if somebody attacked me, Byron would be fucking right there, and he would fucking fold the guy in half and make him suck his own dick. Am I right, Byron? Goddamn right. Same thing with Proud Boy Tom. Proud Boy Tom would be back there.
Lewis, is that bonus content?
Doggy, first of all, we should do a thing. I'm going to do a thing now. I'm going to hire somebody to attack the Legion of Skanks, and I want to see how you guys react.
I'll do it. $10.
Okay.
$10?
Yeah.
Just shows up. He's wearing a woman's stocking on his head.
I was going to do it anyway tonight at the stand, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, he did address the reason why he had the gun knife on him.
Why do you have a gun knife?
And he claims it's because he himself is a celebrity. And so he wants to protect himself in case anybody should start shit with him.
What does he do, Shannon?
He's a rapper.
He's a rapper.
Yeah. My arms are growing back. It's too much. I'm sweating.
You would have the arms attached.
You'd have those weird noodle arms on you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
That was pretty good.
Chappelle did nothing. Chappelle did absolutely nothing.
Neither did the guy, though. The guy made no contact.
He kind of sidestepped him like a ball.
The guy tried to spear him.
I gotta say, maybe because it's bisexual, but pretty gay.
Try to suck his cock. He dove at his cock.
No, Chappelle got up and he did get up after he was initially attacked. He got up and
pretty faggy tackle.
Plus,
you don't see that coming. Look, that's
I mean, that guy moved pretty fast.
I wonder how many people are going like, you know what? That guy's right. Comedians should think about their jokes. I bet you there's a whole fucking sect.
Of course there is.
Oh, I went.
Female comedians currently that are saying that in New York. I guarantee
it. Deep on the people shitting on Mulaney this weekend on Twitter.
What happened with Mulaney?
Chappelle was his surprise opener.
Okay.
At Red Rocks, and a bunch of people were none too pleased. And I watched. I went deep on people's Twitter threads about how they were ambushed with Dave Chappelle's comedy, and their phones were locked up, so they couldn't film it.
Wow.
And that they couldn't leave or go to the bathroom, and that no one found it funny, but 18,000 people were laughing.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I'm sure there were certain people triggered. I mean, look, they should have been able to leave and go to the bathroom if they wanted to, though.
Yeah, of course you can.
That's the beautiful thing about comedy that
we
always say.
That's what people said. We're like, why didn't you get up?
Just leave.
Yeah.
Just leave. You can get up.
People said, why didn't you go up and go to the bathroom? And they're like, because he was amplified everywhere, I would have been able to hear him from the bathroom.
Does Mulaney have that fuck you power to make people stay in their seats?
No, but they were complaining that their phones were in the yonder bag, so they couldn't leave. Unless they got them unlocked. But those things unlock when you walk away anyway, don't they?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure there's a way to leave.
I never went to
no
a
one's trapped.
If
there,
I wanted to leave, I promise you.
Yeah.
I promise you, John Mulaney and company are not keeping me at Red Rocks. I'm getting my phone and I'm going. Guaranteed.
The Puerto Rican guy can't leave. You gotta stay here and listen to my whole show.
Someone tell that spick to sit down.
Is he brown? Is he white? Who knows?
Afro-Latino? I think not.
Afro-Latino.
Arms in his shirt?
I will defend this guy attacking his roommate, though. Any of us who've had roommates know that
yes,
sometimes they need to be attacked.
Stop
so he's
doing
right
voices.
On that one.
I can hear you through the wall in our studio.
Did Soder give you shit in character as a roommate?
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, you gotta squeeze from the end of the toothpaste, Mike. It's really annoying.
Oh, Mike, we're out of milk.
Load the dishwasher, dig it.
I wish we did have a dishwasher. That would have been something.
Sorry, one person, there's a quote that was there and said he had a bit where he pulled out twin boys from the crowd and said they were jerking each other off and were gay with one another, which was weird. And they also said they felt like they were being held hostage.
Hell yeah.
Who said that? Chappelle said that?
No, somebody said that of the show.
At the Mulaney show?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
These Mulaney shows are out of control.
And the joke they said was anti-trans. He said he was talking about the guy that attacked him. And he said that it was a knife that identified as a gun.
That's pretty hilarious. Solid.
And it's very funny.
I mean, that's funny so on paper. Great. How could you? Yeah. How could you disagree with that? I love how people disagree with jokes.
I mean, Mulaney's
pretty woke,
right?
with that joke.
Yeah. The whatever is going on right now. It's almost like it's very funny because that book came out that was like trashing skanks, and then they wrote like 3 or 4 articles as well. And people are like, oh, you got to respond to it. It's like, dude, nobody cares. Like, it's such a baseline. Boring argument now to be like, comedians have to be stopped. Like, nobody even cares anymore. The articles get no traction anymore. Like, these guys that like were making it a thing like during the Trump years to like attack comedy and attack right-wing comedy. It's become like anybody with a half a brain reads these things and they roll their eyes and go, I know Joe Rogan's a fucking Trump supporting Nazi. Roll your eyes hard and they move on to the next thing. It's such a boring baseline argument now.
Well, how many male comics are angry that Louis C.K. has a career again, opposed to how many female comedians are upset about it? I mean, I feel like there's a lot more female comedians who really thought, oh, we got him. This is going to be like the end of his career. Like, he's not going to be able to do anything. And then all he had to do was take a knee.
I think
he's killing.
These are hysterical people. It's such a small percentage of the people in the world. If you could interview everybody in the world. Mm-hmm.
Most of them wouldn't give a shit.
80% wouldn't even fucking know what happened with Louis.
Right.
80% of the people in the world would go, wasn't he a comedian? What happened? Something happened? Then if you broke it down for them what actually happened, 99.9% of the people in the world would go, that's just dumb. Who gives a shit? And there's this 0.1% that has a loud voice.
Loud.
Really loud. Yeah. They want to be heard. They want to be hysterical. Right. Being hysterical and having an extreme opinion on something, it gets clicks. It gets people talking about it. It's just, it's the extremist version of anything. And it's such a small, and the reason that he can still get an Emmy and sort of make this comeback the way he's making a comeback is because the reality is people sort of looked at it and went, that was kind of dumb. And Louis was also the first one. It was unfair. Like, so if I almost feel like if anybody else had got caught doing some shit, they would have taken it hard. But Louis was the first one, and then we gave them Louis. We're like, all right, you can have this horseshit one. And then they try to go after Aziz, and they try to go after the Nerdist guy. What's his name?
Hardwick.
Yeah. And then everyone started going like, wait a minute, these are just fucking disgruntled chicks who hooked up with these guys. There was no crime or there was no real abuse of any sorts.
One thing gets lumped into the other, though, for people who are just generally not specifically breaking things down, like the Weinstein thing, Cosby, like all of it just gets
lumped. That's all with Louis.
Yeah.
They're right. No, there was an article, the New York Times article, that it was like Cosby, Weinstein, Louis. And Louis, like, I mean, he just beat his dick. He just beat his dick.
That's not the
with
same
an audience.
Thing.
I don't even, I go as far as saying that he did nothing or he shouldn't change anything. If he can go back in time, I would have beat my dick harder. That's what I would have done.
But don't you think people forgave him as well because he's funny? Like, it would be sad to see somebody really funny go. Like guys who haven't been Me Too.
Oh, are you saying Chappelle, that there's a skill level to this?
Another funny.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm trying to break out here is that, well, Chappelle, another guy they tried to cancel. Funny. You can't, I mean, people want to see him.
People
are gonna be left with lesbian comedians and just
hey.
Oh, sorry.
I think it's to a certain degree. Yeah, Zach. I mean, yeah, yes, but they're the best of the best. So I think
not just perspective. There's a skill
Cosby
level.
Cosby is the
to
funniest of all time, right? Or debatably, right? I'm not a big Cosby fan, but at the very least, I understand why people will say that, right? It's got such a crazy body of work, right? And he's out there raping, right?
Every
Cosby was doing some shit, right?
Is that his new album?
out
there raping.
I'm not really complaining and fighting for Cosby just because he's the best. For him to come back and like. I'm just not going to die on that hill. I just don't like, if he seems like he's out there. If there's like 50 victims.
Yes.
And, where there's smoke, there's fire. He was at the very least being a fucking scuzzball and a grimy dude. And to be honest with you, he's made his millions. I don't know. I'm not really, I don't really give a fuck about that. I don't really give a fuck about anybody. To be honest, I don't know Louis like that. So it's not like I really give a fuck. But the reality is, no, I don't think Louis did anything really wrong.
You can make that argument where there's Jell-O, there's pudding. Sure. But,
sure.
But you got to say, but you have to keep
where
in mind.
Where there's Kodak film, there's pictures of women sleeping.
Man, he did a lot of, fucking money.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, I would now even bet you, I don't know, $10. We'll say $10. Gentleman's bet. he would be able to fill out a theater tomorrow. If he
people would just go. Yeah, people would just go.
Yeah, he'd be
just
he'd,
to see what he had to say.
Wouldn't even miss that.
He would, but I'm not. Like, if somebody goes, yeah, dude, Bill Cosby shouldn't be able to work in comedy clubs, I'm going like, eh, I get why you'd say that. I get it. Yeah, I mean, if he's, you know, and I actually don't even know the details about any
right.
of it, right?
Right. But it's just the accusers.
It just does
seem. So there's
got to
be something, yeah.
I wouldn't let my fucking daughter around him. No. You know, like, I would have no problem letting my daughter around Louis C.K. Right. I don't think Louis C.K. is a fucking abuser, mm-hmm. okay?
Because he's white. I get it. I understand.
I'd want him to jerk off in front of her.
Sir, I'm totally going to jerk off in front of your daughter.
So, yeah. So, yeah, whatever. It's,
But then there's the argument where people go, yeah, he's a rapist and whatever. But and that's it could be true, you know, but it's like then they go and then no one should watch The Cosby Show. It's like The Cosby Show was really one of the best shows of all time.
Yeah.
It really was. There's no taking that away. It just was. I mean,
but also
he's a piece of shit, but that show is just for that time, especially it's unbelievable.
Talk about hiding in plain sight. He was a gynecologist who worked out of the house.
What?
That's insane.
let's talk about this one. Australian woman develops an Irish accent after tonsil surgery.
What?
Let's see.
Is
what
she is, married to the
what's
guy
the
with the arms?
Here, Shannon.
Okay. So she, so she went in for tonsil surgery. It wasn't immediately after. So it was about 8 days after. This girl is originally from Taiwan. Then she moved to Australia.
What?
But she's never been to Ireland. Mm. So she, like 8 days afterwards, she just realized that she no longer had her Australian accent, that she now had the Irish accent, and she had no idea why.
Is she drinking more?
I was going to say, is her husband starting to hit her?
Same place. So apparently it's been a year now since this happened, and it hasn't changed very much.
How annoying is that?
Is there a video?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
This is like a vaguely common phenomenon where people have injuries or something, and they develop an accent.
It's called, what is it called? It's called a...
Foreign accent syndrome.
Foreign accent syndrome.
Good day, mate.
Mike actually had a roommate who had this. He would go into a Russian accent every time he started bombing.
You would think this is bad neighborhood. Oh,
that's his nervous tick. When he gets nervous, he does a Russian accent. Go ahead.
This video is for you. I woke up this morning. I didn't do anything different. I had breakfast. I didn't really talk to my housemates because Lexi had gone to work already, and Sasha, I don't think she was up before I left. I took a shower, and I usually sing when I'm showering and listening to songs, and all of a sudden I was
this is what happened to Katie Boyle. Was she from Newark and she got hit in the face?
Katie Boyle had an allergic reaction.
She's faking it.
You think she's faking it?
Yeah.
And I thought initially that was just something I was just hearing, that this can't be real. And now I can't shake it. I just did a job interview in an Irish accent when I've never been to Ireland. Can your friends tell me that my accent is from a cool part of Ireland or not? It's totally not normal.
I'm
on my way
to
the hospital.
She's making me so angry right now.
Because you could tell she's not being authentic.
Yeah, I don't think this is real.
So the doctors, in response to people saying that it's not authentic, so the people with foreign accent syndrome, it's not actually a foreign accent. It's just that's how it's registering to us. But it's just like something is like switched in the brain that is it's just changing the way that they're speaking. It's not actually switching to to a different accent.
Okay. Isn't there a white lady who talks like she's Chinese? Because that's the funny one.
I'm trying to find
She's got like a real fucking ching chong thing.
Doesn't Dylan talk like a black guy? Is that what happened? Is that what happened to him?
Only when she takes her fingers and she like spreads her eyes out. And she has to activate it. Oh, no. No one will come here no more.
Remember how racist just life used to be? Like, life as children, fun. We would just be like, I don't even know what this was a part of. We would just do it to each other. Be like, oh, Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, look at these.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah.
That was a regular thing that we would do, and we thought it was so hilarious.
Yep.
And also, Chinese and Japanese, there was nowhere else the way the eyes would slant. We just made that up. That wasn't part of it.
Dude, you remember how funny it used to be to just put a pot on your head? Oh, ting tong ting.
You would get expelled from school for that now.
Yeah.
Would you?
You would be expelled. I bet you would.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet you would be expelled from school for that.
All right, let's see this white lady, though.
This is three women that woke up with foreign accent syndrome.
Was a shock to us to hear something like that.
Damn, dude, being a woman sucks, dude. All these women are our age, and they look like dog shit. Like they're not even old women. These are women that are literally between our ages.
Yeah. Right.
And look how great we look compared to them.
Yeah.
Look how fucking great we look compared to women. No offense to the ladies in that.
It's hard being an immigrant.
Yeah, I mean, ladies, you guys could chime in and say that we're hot, too.
Yeah,
we don't have to suck ourselves off in the studio.
Men, we will, though.
We age like fine wine.
We're just really good looking in here.
Women, I feel bad. You guys are all very beautiful, but it's faltering.
And I'm not
slowly but surely. You guys will be. Every second that passes, you're less beautiful than the last, and we are getting more beautiful.
We're just taking the essence.
Isn't that crazy? It's a crazy way to be in the world. They're not happy in the bitch booth. They're not.
Cobalt from Plymouth in England is a dead set Pom, who now sounds like she's from Shanghai.
It wasn't until I was in the ambulance on the way to the hospital.
This is fucking.
She should be cancelled.
And I said, "Oh, I sound like I have a slur." She said, "No, you sound like."
Oh,
you
man, she can't go to Chinese restaurants ever.
She can't.
No,
she can't.
No.
Local China house.
What do you want to order? I want to order a dumpling. Why you make fun of my voice? I don't make fun of you. That happened. I hit my head, and now I talk like this.
I had a stroke.
I had a stroke.
Is fourth generation Australian. She's never been to Europe, but you'd swear she was born there, such as her thick Eastern European accent.
Where do you think she is from?
I'd say probably Croatia or...
Okay.
It's interesting that you...
It is interesting you perceive this. If One he day. Dies, he dies.
Yeah.
One day, I was looking for moose and squirrel, and I hit my head.
Is there a surgery these ladies could get for narcissism? Because that's what I think this is.
Yeah,
it's like, look at the way I speak.
You think her husband...
Look the way she explains it out, too. She's like, let me explain it to you.
What if the guy, when they replaced his arms, the first thing he did was punch his girlfriend directly in the face?
I've been trying to do that.
He's like, oh, goosh. Fix your accent, bitch. Goosh.
Australian. Oh, okay.
I'm born in Sydney and Australia
this
all
is
my life.
Shit.
Oh, wow.
This is 100%.
Talking this way because I support Russia.
Pause it. So hold on. But she wouldn't. She's missing some words. She's saying it like she has, like she doesn't speak English as her first language.
Right,
so this
right.
is what's, what she said. Go back, rewind it for a second. This is why I don't buy it. It's a psychological disorder that's making her do an impression of an Eastern European accent. No, no, not that far.
Interesting that you perceive it that way, because I'm actually Australian.
Oh, okay.
I'm born in Sydney and Australia all my life.
In Australia all my life.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the words that a person who speaks English as a first language would say.
Yeah.
And I've lived in Australia all my life. It's not an accent. She's saying a phrase that a person who doesn't speak English
she's
would say.
She's speaking broken English.
Yes.
Right.
So I don't buy it. I don't buy this whore.
Yeah, I don't buy it either.
I don't think her husband does either.
Can she speak Croatian, or can she? It's just the accent. She can't actually speak the other language.
What Shannon's saying is that it's something.
What is Shannon Tang?
Something is
Shannon, can you say
miswired in her brain, so that she's pronouncing things wrong, and we interpret it as an accent.
Shannon, I want you to explain this in a Jamaican accent, please.
I can't do accents.
Yeah, you can do a Jamaican. Try.
Don't you just want to watch this one last
time? No, wait, no. But first, set it up with a Jamaican accent, please, first.
What's the words that you want me to say?
That's not a good question.
Pin that. Will you do a Jamaican accent for us, please? Let's see. You can do it. I bet you can.
No.
Come on.
I'm bad at accents. I can't do it.
You guys are bad at everything. You're women. Come on.
I'm great at my job. I'm bad at
accents. This is why you'll be good at things if you just practice them and try them more.
All right, I'll come back with it.
Do you want me to go back there and beat them?
Will you please go there?
I will hit them over the head.
Anthony just fucking destroys the bitch booth.
And do you have your white t-shirt? Oh, you don't have it on?
No. I got the mustache, though. I feel
all right,
like
let's hear the last
you
one.
Have the trucker
this is an
hat,
English
you know.
Woman who sounds like she's from Paris.
One second. I started sounding total different when I heard my spell speech, and the speech process in my head was total different.
That's not French.
No.
That sounds she sounds retarded.
She has a serious mental illness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not easy.
French is like, hello, it's not easy. Yes.
How funny must it have been the first time that one lady had a call and get Chinese food?
Yeah.
Hello? You making fun of me? No, you making fun of me.
Wait, I call you or you call me?
I have serious head injury.
Yeah, I'm not impressed with any of these women.
You think her husband is just following her around the house with Wile E. Coyote traps, trying to knock it out of her like an anvil with a rope?
Oh, maybe that's hanging. What it's like, the hiccups. You could scare it out of them.
Yeah, he goes to a big rock and he paints the rest of a road on it. Yeah. She just fucking runs into it.
Like with those shows when somebody gets amnesia and they hit their head, you just got to hit them on the head again. Yeah. And
who tied Watkins to my roller skates?
Oh, look, who put birdseed on this big X?
I see piano hanging.
Okay, so... You know what? Let's take a quick break. Let's permit. You know,
I won off this quiff.
We have a brand new world premiere of a Crack Amico song.
Now, can you bring me up to speed? I don't know who this person is.
So, Crack Amico is our rapper. We made a SoundCloud rapper.
Oh, okay.
And we invented him here. And we had a bunch of rappers, thousands of rappers, enter the competition to become Crack Amico.
Wow.
And there is only one. And now at this point, he's released at least four or five tracks. Each one is better than the next. The last one was a smash success, L.A. is Gay. It really, we lit the whole L.A. comedy scene and Brendan Schaub on fire. Everyone's on notice now. Wow. Nobody, everyone's afraid of me specifically now because I will unleash Crack Amico on them at any given point. I'm a little bit afraid of Crack Amico, but we have an understanding. Truth. Yeah, dude, we have an understanding. He's not going to ever come after me, but I would not cross Crack Amico. I would not cross myself. When I have bad thoughts about myself now, I feel like, oh shit, Crack Amico might be coming. So now I'm only having positive thoughts. It's why I'm in yoga. It's why I'm being who I am, okay? Mm-hmm. Crack Amico, he's unhinged. Okay. But apparently he was very touched by the fact that I lost sport, that we had to put sport down a few weeks ago. And he made a tribute.
That's right, I saw that.
He made a tribute called Main Street, and Main Street is also the Bob Seger song that I play when I'm in a bad mood. So I think that he hit on a few different things here. So we're going to do it without further ado. It's a premiere of a brand new Crack Amico track, Main Street, an homage to Sport Gomez, RIP Sport. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here it is, Crack Amico's Main Street.
Rattlesnake, I got you. Rusty Mac on the drums. Real ass game, bitch. Hey, let me take a trip down Main Street. Boy, I got your bitch sucking dick on my stain sheets. Everything of Bonics, I ain't fucking with the plain speak. Shark up in the water, I ain't never going mainstream. Rattlesnake, I got you. Rusty Mac on the drums. Real ass game, bitch. Hey, let me take a trip down Main Street. Boy, I got your bitch sucking dick on my stain sheets. Everything of Bonics, I ain't fucking with the plain speak. Shark up in the water, I ain't never going mainstream. Everybody hate me, go ahead and turn up the Seeger. Shannon and Natalie blasting the speakers. I really wish they would suck on my wiener, but one farts in jars and the other licks beaver. R.I.P. Sport, we gon' miss you like crazy. Glad that you resting as much as it pains me. Back when Lewis was just fat and lazy, you was undefeated playing faggot chase me. Now it's years later, he's the best boss. Keep them kids working, call him Jeff Ross. Hurt the people. People I love, I swear God is a faggot. Don't hurt anybody except for Bob Saget. Yeah, fuck Bob Saget. Dead ass pussy. RIP Sport, man. On God. On gang shit. Hey, we gon' make it, Rattlesnake. I got you, dog. Fucking got you. Let's get poetic on these hoes, man. Yeah. Hey, when we started out, girl, I wasn't quite sure if you was the one that can make me feel mo. Knew you was innocent, knew you was young. I knew you was beautiful, knew you was fun. You knew I had problems, you knew I was fat, but you still took a chance, and I thank you for that. As time went on, we grew together. I really thought it would last us forever, but growing together don't make this shit easy. Just makes it harder to please you and please me. We got too comfortable, maybe I'm boring. Bitch, I ain't perfect, I can't help my snoring. Buy you earplugs and a bag of Doritos. We can talk about the week we spent in Puerto Rico. Talk about the trip we went with Gene to the port. The yelling and fighting was worth it for sport. The yelling and fighting was worth it for sport. It was worth it for sport. Rest in peace. Fuck Bob Saget. Bitch.
We'll be right back. Holy shit. Crack Amico. Wow. Coming with another banger.
Wow. Unbelievable.
The yelling and fighting was all worth it for sport. Loved it. I fucking loved it. Fuck Bob Saget. I love that. God, No one's safe. Telling you right now. Go support Crack Amico and everything that he does. He will be opening up for me on a bunch of my tour dates as well. And we'll be performing at Skankfest. So fucking good. So good.
Yeah, I enjoyed him. White, black, brown? Like, what is he?
He's white. Oh, he's a white SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's pretty good.
Oh, he's the best. Yeah, well, you know, we'll end today's show with a couple more Crack Amico tracks.
How good is he as a rapper, though? How many comedians has he tackled?
He's good.
He's really good as a rapper. He's legitimately really, really good at rapping.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, I loved
the talent that came out for the competition was exceptional.
Yeah, the top five or six guys were actually all incredible, and he was the best of everybody, so... shout out to Crack Amico, another banger, guys. Loving it. Go support that. Go subscribe to his YouTube channel and play his music and support him. He fucking rules it. That was great. He fucking used the poem.
It was really funny.
I love it. I fucking love it. All right. Let's talk about this. Michigan teacher suspended after comparing Obama to monkeys on a worksheet. What happened here? This is racist. It's not okay.
So the worksheet was apes, monkeys, and lemurs.
All right, it's hilarious.
An introduction to primates.
Can I say something? Like, you know, that's not okay. Racism. Obviously, real racism.
Racism is bad.
Obviously, real racism is bad. And obviously, indoctrinating children into racism is even worse. Yes. I will say that. I will say it right now. I'll make it very... Can we get real ass for a second?
Official statement?
Can I get real ass? You know what? It's time to get real ass. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get real ass. It's time to get real ass. My producers do nothing. I'll get real ass right now. I'll get real ass right now. You cannot indoctrinate children into actual racism. No. When my son eventually hears everything that I've said on podcasts, it's going to probably break his heart because I have been such a good, like, kind human being. Like, in his mind, he's like, my dad doesn't have a bit of hate in his heart for anybody in the world. And then, you know, reality is going to smack him directly in the face when he's like 13 or 14 years old. And he's like, no, my dad is the leader of a cult hate movement. And that's okay. I'm going to deal with that later on in life. But as a child, in his formative years, I make sure that he loves everybody, no matter what their skin tone, no matter what they have in between their legs, no matter what they like to do with what they have in between their legs. I say, love everyone, baby boy. Love everyone. Okay. But now that I've prefaced all that, that worksheet is fucking hilarious. It's undeniably hilarious. And this man should be commended. It is funnier than it is the level of funny versus how racist it is.
Right, yeah. Versus how the outrage.
It outweighs how racist it is.
Yeah.
So I understand what his thought process was. He was like, this is not okay, but it's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny that he just got suspended.
Worth it. Yeah. Completely worth the gag.
Like, hey, Bob, enough. We'll see you next week.
Which of the following primates are endangered?
Did you read this full article? And Shannon, did you read this full article? Because you have to go down on the article. There's a point where they interview the principal, I think. And she says something that's hilarious. She says, I didn't even realize he was on the sheet.
No.
When I looked, I swear to God, she said that. She goes, I swear to God, she goes, I didn't even realize he was there when I first looked at it. Because she had to vet it. She vetted it with somebody to let them put it in the curriculum. And the woman is claiming she didn't even realize that Obama was on there.
Well, what was the whole point of the worksheet?
You have to identify which one are primates. Because there's lemurs on there.
Well, it said which ones are endangered.
No, that was after it. This is before it. It was which one are click which ones are primates.
And which ones are dangerous.
I mean, technically, humans are primates, right?
Yeah.
Right.
He just made a very...
So hold on. Wait a minute. It wasn't even a problem.
No, technically. It's still a human. It's a human being.
Right.
Yeah, wait a minute. Time out.
She
Obama is a primate. President Obama.
We've had 53 presidents.
Yeah. They were all primates.
Yeah. Put Andrew Jackson in there then. Yeah. Put Andrew George Jackson Washington in there. How about Reagan?
They were all primates.
They were all primates. He picks Obama.
Well, he did. He picked his favorite president. This is not racist. This is factually correct. I'm sorry, science is a little racist sometimes.
There's 54 presidents, 55 presidents to choose from.
That's the only president that could have potentially been offensive.
46. I'm sorry. But still, that's a pretty good odds not to pick Obama.
Doggy,
46 presidents.
I'm just saying, man. There's nothing. If I was that teacher, I would literally be like, there is nothing wrong with what I did. I would sit on this so hard.
Right.
They would have a hard time getting me on this one. I'm like, he's a primate. I'd say it to his fucking primate face. I'd say it right to his primate fucking face.
The principal said,
he probably eats bananas, if I had a guess. I don't know. Do you know? I bet he does. I bet you that primate of a president eats bananas.
The principal said, we have a problem with one of the examples you're using. And she said, yeah. Which one? The jigaboo?
Oh, shit. The racist live chat says, Natalie is a carpet muncher. I don't know where that came from, Natalie, but you should just know that. Baby James finna be a theater major. Get it, Baby James. Baby James is going to be a theater major, probably. He's in his own, he's in the local production of A Little Mermaid tomorrow. He performs. I'm very, very excited. Going to see Little Mermaid. And then afterwards, guess where I'm taking him?
After party?
Red Lobster.
We're going to get crabs. Oh. We're going to get crab legs. Not Red Lobster. We're going to go get crab legs at this crab leg spot.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And then he's gonna
Red Lobster. Do you think he graduated from community college?
Now, after you watch it, are you going to give him a review? Is that the tough love?
Well, first of all, look.
You weren't very, you know, your timing was a little...
First of all, he's going to be the best by far. I'm concerned that I'm not going to be able to respect the rest of the production because my son, he's in vocal lessons. He practices all the time. He's doing a Jamaican accent for the crab, unlike Natalie and Shannon in the fucking bitch booth.
Wow.
Even my 9-year-old is going to do a Jamaican accent.
You can fire Mike Figgs now.
That's true. We can bring Baby James in.
Yeah, save some money.
That might be true. I would pay James more than Figgs.
Wow. That's not really saying much, right?
I'd pay him something. Give him anything. It would be more. So I'm very, very excited about this production tomorrow.
Yeah, it's
and then, he's going to be in Seussical the Musical in a couple weeks.
Yeah, but he's just like a tree in that.
No, I found out. No, he's not. I thought
singing
it was
tree.
I thought he had a small part. He has a speaking part.
Oh, great.
It was, I guess there's multiple Cat in the Hats, and he's one of the Cat in the Hats.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So that's why. And the music from Seussical the Musical is fucking dope. Dope.
Do you think Lewis is going to let that go where he doesn't have a speaking part? Let me go talk to the... I got to go talk to the...
Well, they didn't have fucking crab claws for him as Sebastian. Mm-hmm. They were putting him in a red shirt and a little silly hat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, we're going to buy crab claws.
Just put rubber bands on his hands.
So we got two different sets of crab claws that I got on Amazon.
Wow.
And I went to the teacher and I was like, is it okay if we get our own crab claws? He really wanted crab claws. She was like, well, I mean... I was like, yeah. It is. Thank you.
We feel like it was germane to the character. He needed the crab claws.
No, Jermaine's the original voice of the character.
Yeah, Jermaine. All right. So let's see. What's going on with monkeypox? Is there a new thing happening?
Yeah, it's new. It's the new COVID is out, monkeypox is in.
Monkeypox is in.
Yeah.
It's got all the sexiness of AIDS, but within a modern time.
How do you get monkeypox?
It feels like we should call AIDS monkeypox.
That's actually racist, Mike. What is it, the 80s? Relax.
No, that's not racist.
I get you went to college at a different time.
I thought
it
came from monkeys.
Fucking Christ.
I thought AIDS came from monkeys.
Give me the lowdown of monkeypox, okay. Shannon.
So there is a confirmed...
they call it the gay sniffles, Mike.
There is a confirmed case of it in New York City. There's one possible case in Florida. So they're just nervous that it's spreading in the United States.
But what does it do? Does it attack your...
I can show you some pictures of
central
people
nervous.
That have it.
You don't show Obama. You're not funny.
Fucking idiot.
Oh
no way.
Come on.
If I got that, I would kill myself immediately. Literally, one of those bubbles grows on me, I am killing myself.
Lewis, one of those bubbles grows in your eye every time you do blow.
Well, wait, that's only sexually transmitted, right?
So this is, it's a like close skin-to-skin contact. And they were actually saying that bisexual men are the most, and gay men are the most
no!
at risk.
Oh, look at this poor little boy with his monkey pop.
Oh, my God. Look at this little poor homosexual kid. Look at these gay kids.
What the fuck, dude?
Doesn't kill you, though.
Oh, just a blind person could read that kid for days.
But what does it do? How do you get
rid of it? Over and over
does it kill you? Do you get rid of it?
If you
what
can read
happens?
This, you now have monkeypox.
It doesn't kill you, no.
Wash your hands.
Yeah. How quickly do you become back to normal?
Hold on 1 second. I was just looking up symptoms. Symptoms are headache, skin rash, fever, body aches, chills, swollen lymph nodes,
stomach
and exhaustion.
We can get through this. This is not a big deal, dude. Keep sucking dick. You're fine. Thank you can get through it. It's a 2 week hiatus, dude. I got monkeypox.
If you saw somebody
tomorrow.
With a monkeypox on them, you would run in the opposite direction. Right. You don't got to know what it is. That's crazy.
Incubation period is 5 to 21 days.
Oh, my God. Incubated. It actually it seems kind of fun. Does it itch? What are the symptoms? How do I know I'm about to get monkeypox?
Those are them. Headache, skin rash, fever, body aches, chills, swollen lymph nodes, and exhaustion.
Is that before you look gross?
Yes.
Dude, I'm so happy that I'm like a little bit healthier now. It's not even that I'm healthier. I'm not healthier. I just go to the doctor now, and I didn't go to the doctor for years.
Right.
So I walked around convincing myself that I had every disease possible, like at all times.
I think that's a comic thing. I think we all do that.
Maybe, dude.
We all walk around thinking that we have everything.
I can't. That would fuck me up.
No.
Damn donkey.
Monkeypox. Is there a vaccine for it? Do I have to get boosted 6 more times?
I feel like they're talking about wanting to inoculate people against it. And it does say the rash is extremely itchy and goes through several stages before it becomes a scab that falls off.
It's fucking like chicken pox.
It's like chicken pox.
Yeah, you're fine.
Shannon, does it give you an accent? I think that's the question we all want to know.
Everything crazy, man.
Everything crazy, man.
We got the monkey pox.
A thick African accent. I got the monkey pox.
Him screw face. Him have 2 faces and 4 eyes.
Yeah, that is pretty fucking wild. And what's going on with Johnny Depp today? Is he going on trial now, Shannon? He's going on the stand?
Yeah, he's going back on the stand today.
Mm-hmm.
And
is he going to get cross-examined?
Dude, I heard one video or it was like a hidden message between him and Amber Heard. And he was like, babe, like, I love you. I just can't, if it gets physical, I can't be with you. It's going to get physical. And she's just like, yeah, I can't promise it's not going to get physical again. She's like a fucking crazy, psycho bitch. And it reminded me of like 5 different girls that I've dated. I was like, I've had this conversation. I was like, no, like where I've had girls like kidnap me and like not let me leave. And I'm going to punch holes in the walls. I'm going to headbutt a mirror right now. I'm going to lose my fucking mind. It's crazy because I would never be violent against a woman, but right. I would be violent against myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like I had a few girls who knew that. And they were like, yeah, let me see how crazy I can get this fucking guy.
She looks like she's like every girl that you've ever known, but she's not smart. That's the only difference. She doesn't know
so
how
like
to
every
be.
Every girl I've ever known.
Well, no, but I mean, like most girls that you know could probably get away with you looking like the asshole, but she's done everything wrong.
Yeah. Well, she's truly fucking psychotic.
She's horrible. Yeah. Like shitting in somebody's bed.
Yes.
You know,
as a calling card.
I guess he was like, he was cutting himself.
Like a
diamond
thief.
And then she was videotaping him cut himself.
Right.
And she was like, but he's just like egging him on. And he's like, oh. And she's like, all right, let me fucking film him. And they were like, yeah, if you say you care about him, you're worried about him. Why would you videotape him when he's like in a moment where he's like hurting himself? And I connected to this idea. I was like, I know these bitches are nuts. They're evil, aren't they? They're evil.
But the sex was probably pretty good.
I'm sure it was intense.
The
sure
sex
was
the probably amazing.
I'm sure it was the best.
But I mean, there's audio of her going, I didn't punch you. I just hit you. And you're a baby because I hit you. You're a little baby. Yeah. You can't take me hitting you.
Every girl that I've ever dated, almost every girl that I've ever dated has hit me.
Yeah.
Not my last one. Not my last one. Not the one before that. And not the one before that. Not the last 3 girls. But every girl before those 3, I've gotten to the point, and it's not even their fault. I will say that I make myself very, hittable. Not only do I do something that's hittable, yes, no. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, yeah. Not only do I make myself, not only do something that would make a woman want to hit me.
You hit it with your chin.
Yes. Then when I argue with them, I put my body in a position to mock them and make them want to hit me.
You're victim blaming yourself.
Yeah, it's crazy. No, I really do. I'm like, that's right, bitch. What are you going to do? You'll do nothing. And I understand why they take the shot. I completely get it. I'm not even blaming them. Because then I get to go, look, you hit me, you crazy bitch. Now I can do anything. Now it's on.
And then you hit them.
Then I fucking headbutt. Hockey pull over the shirt. Through the window.
Chappelle throw.
Sidestep.
Now, the reason this is all happening is the defamation trial.
Drop like toe hold.
He lost a bunch of money because she made him look bad, and he lost a bunch of pirates' money. Is that what's happening?
Pirates' jewels, pirate crowns,
treasure. Yeah.
Doubloons. Yeah, dude, a bunch of booty.
He's suing her for a million doubloons.
But the whole thing is defamation for both of them.
The amount
of
booty that this guy has lost because of this crazy bitch, it's nuts.
The plaintiff is suing for 15 pieces of eight and a bottle of rum.
He's suing for a chest with a skeleton wrapped around it.
For One-Eyed Willie's treasure. It's a treasure map.
Willie.
Yeah, dude. Look, you feel bad for the guy because it's just. And also, the reality is, can I look?
Well, they're shifting the narrative. This is what he's going to be known for now. Like, both of them are like, oh, your the movies, years of being famous. Like, this is your thing. Like, do we know OJ from anything but...
This is just some fucking, like, dumb drama that we're all kind of, like, enjoying. I almost feel like it's very obvious. They were extremely toxic. Right. They were really bad for each other. Right. And they abused each other at various areas of their relationship, right? And physically, emotionally, psychologically, whatever it is. I don't think he's that, quote-unquote, innocent. I think that... More than likely, it seems like she was fucking like the catalyst for like the craziness, and he couldn't get out of it, right? And I think a lot of guys can connect with that.
Right.
We've all dated a crazy bitch, and we're like, "How am I still here? How am I still engaged with this fucking nutty
you're
shit?"
Stuck. Right.
And you're right there, and for too long, I dated a girl for 2 years who was crazy. Absolutely crazy. When we first became friends, it was a girl that I was dating, that fucking crazy white trash broad. She was fucking nuts to the point where it's like, I'm talking about like that shit, like crazy girl shit like that. Yeah. And you're like, how am I even fucking here? Yeah. And then you look back and you're like, how was I even in that relationship? Right. I don't even know how I spent so much time doing it. You just fucking...
And Amber Heard was doing shit to like provoke him on purpose. Like,
yeah, that's what it looks like. Secretly recording him.
Well, didn't they have something like she snuck James Franco into the house while he wasn't there?
A better actor.
But yeah, there's like video of her like sneaking dudes in the elevator who are like other famous dudes. I think it's James Franco.
Yeah, wow.
It was.
Yeah, so she was like provoking him. Not that anybody deserves to be hurt, but I mean, they were both fucking with each other. Yeah.
Well, then also after she got like the restraining order and after she was, you know, publicly came out and said that he abused her, then she like showed up to like hang out with him again. And he was audio taping her, and he was like, "Why?" It's like, why would you do this? And she's like, "I just want to say goodbye again." And he's like, "We were to say goodbye." At that point, he's like recording her.
Yeah.
If you're recording your love, the person you love, like you've gotten to a crazy place in your relationship. You're recording each other. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? What is happening with each other right now?
Be like a regular toxic couple and make it a podcast.
I love that. Mike videotaping Katie. What are you doing, Katie?
What are you doing today?
I have one part from the trial where it's audio of her telling him to suck her dick. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah, please.
Yes.
Even with her jowl, she's beautiful.
She is pretty.
What accent is this? And then he hit me across the face. It hurt real bad.
Okay, it starts any second.
This is a cool part, Shannon. I really like the...
It's just so low. Hold on. It's happening right now.
So it doesn't go your way.
When it doesn't
go your way, I'm in trouble.
No, forget it, Shannon. It sounds horrible.
Oh, she's just about to say it any second.
All right, good, go.
I don't want your kind of woman.
Suck my dick.
I already suck my dick.
Okay, if you couldn't hear that part.
No, I didn't. What did he say?
She said, suck my dick.
She said, suck my dick.
Yeah, I have. And then I have one other piece where... It just made me laugh because they're playing an audio recording where he is like yelling at her and she's like fake jumping as if she's still traumatized by it. Hold on.
Shannon is a friend to no woman. Shannon really is broken.
A friend to no woman.
Shannon, in the meantime, in the racist live chat, they pulled up some awesome naked photos of Amber Heard. He hate me 507. Just put it up. Put it up on the screen while we're watching her.
I can't do both at the same time. I'll do it right after.
Let's look at Jumpy McGee first.
Right. It's fine. It's secretive. It's deceitful. You had trouble with me before when you said to me that you didn't
feel like you were told when I was recording you. So please stop. Please stop. Please stop.
Fucking acknowledge what I'm saying before you keep making demands. You are not a school teacher. Shut the fuck up.
Hell
listen to me, and then you can fucking respond. Understand?
Oh, her fake trembling?
Yeah.
You ain't no fucking mom. You ain't no school teacher. Don't fucking pretend to be a
thorn. Tony Debbie always sounds like he's on heroin.
Yeah, it's like being scared of an angry heroin addict.
Damn, Shannon really... I saw nothing that was fake about this
jump. That seemed real to you?
Yeah, it was fine.
It's because it's a hot girl and you just want to believe her.
Well, I think they take all... Here's what's fucked up about
believe
this girl.
Believe all hot women?
They put all... they put like the camera on her and then everyone scrutinizes her like her body language.
Yeah.
And it's not like body language experts. It's people like Shannon being like, look. Look at the way she moved. That's not real. Like, who would
or
do that?
Or just horny
why
guys
touch,
who are like, she must be telling
why
the
would
truth.
She touch her face? She's self-soothing. She heard self-soothing twice in a fucking dumb thing and now we have to hear about self-soothing.
That you're saying
shut
that
up, Shannon. Shut up, Shannon.
Staten Island women ain't having it.
I like that, and then like the whole.
Yeah, but you learned to take a fucking puncher, right?
when she was wiping her nose, like people are like she's putting coke over, like all this, like no, I don't, yeah. I'm not, no. When she's testifying, she does sound like she's lying. Yes. Regularly, every time she's talking, you're like
or acting.
When she's giving like her like recounting, and she's talking about like being in pain.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't come off as real.
It's performative at best.
Yes, very performative. So, yeah, I'm just saying I'm not going to scrutinize every time she jerks her head. And I'm like, oh, look what this bitch did. She jerked her head.
Right.
What a stupid lying whore.
And Johnny just looks like he's being playful on the stand.
Yeah.
He is.
Johnny's like, hi.
Hey.
Hey, folks.
He's kind of leaning into the fact that it's all a show.
Pull up her naked body from the racist live chat. She's fucking so hot.
I couldn't. That one was deleted. I couldn't pull it up, but here's another one.
Doggo.
Oh, that was sophomore year. Yeah, hot stuff.
Up.
I mean,
she's so hot, dude. God damn, dude. Good for her. Good for Johnny. I'd get right back into it if I was Johnny. I'd get right back in right now.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like the Godfather 3.
All right. Let's wrap it. You guys are the best. We got to wrap this one.
It was fun.
Right.
Always a lot of fun. Support all these guys, Mike Vecchione and Anthony Zenhauser, who support their podcast, support them live on the road. Check me out this weekend in Key West, Florida with Big J. Okerson, and then Texas coming up, California, lots of other stuff coming up. We will be back on Wednesday with another great episode of your favorite podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.